Welcome to today's Vrenchka Village. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella School Superintendent Greg Ebeling joins us on today's program to talk about the budget that was approved at last night's meeting.
The board was able to approve a budget without increasing the property tax levy, which I know is a goal of many school districts, but I'll let you do all the talking about it. Talk about the budgeting process and, I guess, clarify the fact that this isn't necessarily a line item budget as well. It's just the overall spending authority for the district.
Right. It really takes our whole budgeting process to be the certification of the budget, which really is the statutory. This is the tax rate that is going to be in place for next year. This is where the revenue is going to come from in a combination of state aid, property taxes, and how all that funnels in. And then really what we're thinking about spending as our statutory ceiling for spending. The whole certification process is really just that, to set those statutory guidelines, set our tax rate. And as you mentioned, our tax rate will be the same as it was this past year, which was $14.70 per thousand of evaluation. So people, the tax rate will not change, would not increase. So people's property taxes from the school's perspective shouldn't change unless their taxable evaluation changed, obviously. So we just really work on this part of it first. So this gives us what the revenues will be that will be coming into the district. We're still waiting on the legislature to give us the hard number in the end. We're hoping that they'll set that supplemental state aid number soon. But if they don't and they can't come to an agreement, it'll end up being zero. So we're hoping that that doesn't happen, that Republican and Democrats can get together and actually set a rate that's reasonable for schools. So that's the first part of our budgeting process, is a certified piece. But then we get into the line item, which is actually what we're spending. So we are obviously all concerned that our revenue is not going to be increasing greatly from this year to next. And that, you know, makes us worry about our budget and whether we'll be able to keep a balanced budget for next year. So we've got some financial pressure in the district. Less students means less revenue. We've lost some students over the last 4 years. And so we know our revenue is just not where it's going to be at. We'll continue to work on that, get staff in place for next year, and keep working on that budget process.
And one of the creative ways that you're looking, as you look now towards that line item process, is finding ways to save money through creative means and through a relationship building process. And that's with sharing agreements. And that's kind of a double benefit. If you have the right people in place, you're able to save money for the district, get a little bit extra incentive from the state. And on top of that, build relationships with districts that you otherwise might not do so. So talk about some of the sharing agreements that were discussed this week. There are primarily three, two with Linville-Sully and one with Knoxville.
Right. So we have been working on relationships with our neighbors to create some sharing opportunities for them. The first one we'll talk about is some of the sharing agreements we have with Knoxville. We already have actually three different sharing agreements in place already, one for food service, one for custodial supervisor, and one for a shared elementary art teacher. This new sharing agreement would be a shared agreement for transportation. It would actually share our transportation director halftime with Knoxville, so Harlan Donato would be a shared transportation director. We'll be putting in place an administrative assistant person that will be also shared between the district, that'll work on some new transportation software and actually use that as part of the process of supporting transportation in both districts. We're excited about that. I know the Knoxville board is also considering that proposal. So both the Knoxville superintendent, Cassie Mura, and myself are on board together wanting to have this agreement. We really think that it will be good for both of the districts, and we can actually enhance some of the transportation things that the districts can do because of it. That's going to be a savings for both districts. We actually generate some money because we're entering into a sharing agreement for transportation. So we also put something in place with Linville-Sully. Linville-Sully's board actually approved this a week ago. It's for facilities management, both maintenance director, maintenance person, technician, as well as custodial supervisor. Again, giving Linville-Sully some support in areas where they thought they could need it, and they'll get some additional sharing dollars for that as well. So again, it reduces some of our footprint in total FTE the district has, but in the end, really looking for a way to just generate some revenue for our district. So that's where we're headed. We also are sharing a custodian with them that's our employee. to just help out in kind of an interim period when they were without a custodian. So we're going to keep working on sharing agreements. We've got some other ones kind of in the works that we may come back to with Knoxville, and then even hopefully with our own city of Pella.
That concludes today's Rensselaer Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living. More of today's news is next on KNIA KRLS.